This is Bird Note. Right now, a flock of barheaded geese could be flying over Mount Everest. These champions of high-altitude migration leave their nesting grounds in Tibet and scale the Himalayan range on their way to wintering grounds in the lowlands of India. With the help of tailwinds, they can cover the 1,000-mile trip in a single day. How do these gray-bodied, 5-pound geese with zebra-striped heads breathe at such high altitudes, since pilots and many mountain climbers need oxygen at half that altitude? Like other birds, the geese have a unique breathing structure adapted to extract oxygen from thin air, even at 30,000 feet. After inhaled air passes through the lungs, it's temporarily stored in several sacs, then circulated back through the lungs, extracting still more oxygen. The barheaded geese also have a special type of hemoglobin, which helps their bodies absorb oxygen quickly at high altitudes. And the capillaries in their breast muscles are more numerous than in other birds, providing the muscles with a greater supply of oxygen. Scientists are studying the physiology of these high-flying, bar-headed geese to look for ways to help people cope with altitude and respiratory diseases. There's always more to the story at birdnote.org. I'm Mary McCann.